What's up at the
fork?
I'm Nisha.
I'm Samaria.
I'm Maddie.
And it's been a while since we've last released an episode, but so much has happened here at Jacob's Fork since then. For starters, our school's FELA traveled to Greensboro for 3 days. In those 3 days, we competed in different kinds of events, participated in business workshops, and overall tried to better ourselves as leaders. Today, we're here with two members of our FBLA chapter.
Jacob and Brandon.
Okay, Jacob and Brandon, what events did y'all do and why did you pick that event?
I did multimedia and website development because I like doing that. I did business communication so I didn't have to go to regionals.
What did you end up placing in these events?
I placed first. Third.
What did you have to do, like, to compete?
I had to create a website for our local FBLA chapter.
I had to take a test.
What was your test about?
Business communication.
What were some of the questions like?
I can't remember.
Okay. Do you guys plan on doing FBLA in the future?
Yes.
Yes.
What was your fave thing about FBLA?
The people. Doing my project.
Okay, and since Jacob placed first, he
gets to go to regionals.
He gets to go to nationals. So let's give him a round of applause. Okay, thank you guys. Coincidentally, all three of us got our members of FBLA and got to participate in Greensboro earlier this month. My event was Computer Slideshow Project, and I worked on it with a partner. For Computer Slideshow Project, you basically do a PowerPoint presentation on what your local FBLA chapter did during the year. And we took home first place for our event. Samaria's event is
Keyboarding Applications 1, which is basically where you apply your keyboarding knowledge to a business setting and you edit a bunch of documents, and each document was worth a certain amount of points, and I placed top 10.
And then Maddie's event was
Digital Citizenship, and I just took a test on online etiquette, and I placed top 10.
FBLA was super fun this year, and we took a lot of trophies home. So, congratulations to our FBLA, and thank you, Ms. Chester, Mr. Brotherton, and Mr. Blanton for being there for us if we needed it. And, okay, so now we're going to talk about DC and what we did and what we enjoyed the most when we were on that trip. Now, this is kind of a while ago, so I apologize for that. But, Samaria, what was your favorite part of DC?
My favorite part of DC had to be when we got to go to the Lincoln, Ford's Theater, where Lincoln got shot. And when we went across the street to the
Peterson
house? Yeah, the Peterson house. And we walked through and we saw, like, the bed and all that. And then we got to see, like, the library. Like, it wasn't a library. It was, like, all the books going down.
Oh, on the stairs.
Abraham. Yeah, they were all about Lincoln.
That was pretty cool. I liked it because we read Tracy Lincoln's Killer before that. And
yeah,
it was like, we were there.
Yeah.
Okay. Maddie, what was your favorite part?
My favorite part was when we had the day to do, like, whatever we really wanted to do, like, around the mall, because that just gave us, like, freedom, and we didn't have to do, like, what was assigned to us.
Yeah. I also want to point out the mall was not actually, like, a shopping mall. It was, like, all the memorials and stuff like that.
The National.
Yeah, the National Mall.
Okay. I actually enjoyed most of it, but my favorite part was going to the Marine Corps Museum.
That was fun.
I thought it was cool seeing, like, all those, like, cast models of the soldiers and just, like, going through the different, like, wars. And then seeing the Iwo Jima flag was It was cool. It was sad.
Yeah, and then seeing all like the little
names and
the names. That was so cool because if you didn't know this, Miss Carrie pointed it out.
Yeah, we did not see it.
Yeah, she said that if you go back and look at it from an angle, it makes the American flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the little medals. And I thought that was pretty cool. And I liked the, I think it was the Korean War, where we went into that cold room, like how cold it was when they were at war. I thought that was pretty cool.
That was pretty
cool. Yeah. But I also liked the Lincoln Memorial because it was so pretty.
It was so big.
The view was really nice. And the changing of the soldiers.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I have a video of that.
Yeah.
It was like we were up close and we could see everything basically because we were like front row. And we saw the guard walk out and it was like intense.
I could never be that serious.
Yeah, they were like super serious. Like,
and I would probably like forget.
Yeah.
But they
did a lot of movies.
Yeah, but they trained their whole lives. Like, not their whole lives, but like they trained for this.
Yeah, they did.
So, I would definitely recommend this trip to the seventh graders. Like, if you want to go, you should definitely go because even if you can go with like your family, it's still nice to go with like your friends and like it's just a nice time to make memories with them.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
I think you would really enjoy it because for one, you get out of school, but like while you're out of school, you're also like learning new things, but it's like a fun learning. You're
it's not boring.
Yeah, you're learning at like how you want to, like your own pace.
And you get to like interact with some things. There's some things you can interact with. Like there was a monument that we could like sit down on the bench with him and take a picture.
Oh yeah.
I forgot
his name too. But he was like the forgotten founding father or something. And it was pretty cool.
Yeah, we got a group photo by him and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, and I was gonna say
and they said it's a lifelike, but it's really not that. I doubt it was that size.
He was pretty big. And I really liked the Franklin D. Roosevelt Memorial where you went into the different rooms of his term. I think that was cool.
That was cool, yeah.
And, like, seeing, like, going to the Smithsonian's.
Yeah, the Smithsonian's is cool. I'm sad we didn't get to see the butterflies.
Because you have to pay money. Oh. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Just bring your money.
And
I think that the the Smithsonian about the American history.
History, yes. We got to see Dorothy's
shoes. We got to see her slippers.
Oh, I like the dresses in that one.
Yeah. And then there's like a spot where you get to fake like you're the president.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
It's pretty nerve-wracking because there were people that stopped and looked at you while you were saying the speech.
We got to see the White House, but I wish it was closer.
Yeah.
Because it looked fake, honestly.
In people's pictures that they took. Yeah.
Yeah. But, in medieval times.
Yeah,
medieval times
was
fun.
There was, like, the bird. It almost hit me. It almost got stuck in my bun. It's fun.
Yeah. I like watching the horses and supporting your person.
Yeah.
And you have to eat with your hands.
Yeah.
That was the only, like, weird thing about it.
Yeah, but it's not that bad because most of the food you could eat, like, you eat with your hand.
The food was actually really good, too.
Yeah.
I was not expecting it to be that good. What else? I'd say the mall, the Pentagon Mall.
It was all right. I thought it would be, like,
bigger and have
bigger
more
stores. And have more stores.
Yeah, but it had some good stores, though.
It did.
And just walking around Washington, D.C. it's really nice.
Yeah,
like,
you can see how diverse it is.
Yeah.
And people are actually, like, active. Like, you can see people running. Like, you don't get that here.
And, like, you just get a nice view of everything. Because you could see the Washington Monument from, like, where you walk.
Yeah, wherever you were.
Yeah, wherever you were.
Yeah, you had to be.
Yeah, and like there's like Smithsonians on like every corner, so like you could honestly just
you could
go.
Never be bored.
Yeah, there. You could like, never be bored unless you live there. But if you were visiting, it would be fun.
Yeah.
I think the dance was pretty fun too, actually.
The dance was fun because, like, the person in the middle and everyone got, like, hyped up about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And Miss Holland started dancing.
Yeah, all our teachers started
yeah,
dancing.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Miss Butts dancing. That's funny. And then they give you breakfast too, and that was really good. I just like food, so.
Our hotel was really nice.
It was really nice.
It was big.
Yeah.
So I like that. But yeah, I would definitely go to DC like again.
Yeah, if I could do it again,
yeah.
I would.
With or without school.
And it's my second time,
yeah.
and honestly, I like going with like the school rather than my family.
Yeah, because you get to go with your friends. And
yeah.
y'all just make good memories, and yeah.
And I'm glad we had the opportunity to go,
because yeah.
some schools don't go. But
yeah.
yeah. Like Grandview, they don't take their eighth grade on a trip. They only it's only the band and they go to Florida.
But it was really fun.
Yeah, so I recommend going. Like 10 out of 10 recommend it because
yeah.
you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
And if you're afraid you'll be homesick,
you'll be
too busy to even think
yeah.
about it.
Because
yeah.
you're like up at like 7 a.m. and then you're not until the hotel like
until
at
like
the
10.
Yeah, and like even then. You're going to be so tired from
I do
walking.
Recommend drinking a lot of water, though, because it was
bring
you do
water.
A lot
was,
of exercise.
Well, when we went, it was, like, warm, which is good, but, like, it just depends on the time you go. Like, if you went when it's cold, definitely
pack layers.
Pack layers.
I was still, like, cold because of the wind.
Yeah, it was
but...
windy, and, like, you're walking a lot, but it's not – so bad to where your feet are hurting. Like, you're walking so much, you don't realize that your feet are hurting until you get to the hotel.
I also do not recommend Vans. People are wearing Vans, and I heard people complaining about it. So, listen to the teachers when they tell you not to pack Vans
or
anything.
Converse
I would
like...
definitely wear comfortable
tennis
shoes.
Yeah,
tennis
I would
shoes.
Wear tennis shoes.
No slides because your
they
feet
might
irritated.
Get well, yeah.
Yeah.
You might lose them.
Your feet will get irritated from it, too.
Yeah. Oh, another thing that I liked was the World War II
Memorial.
Yeah.
Memorial. That was really nice. And the Korean.
I like the Vietnam.
Not
the
Korean. The Vietnam. Yeah.
Yeah. I think those are all cool. Mm-hmm.
And just, art, like, oh, my gosh.
I
and
like the, what was it? Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
I thought it was really
cool.
That was
inspirational
because it was like a rock but like he was sketched in it and you would not like expect that.
I like the Arlington Cemetery and getting to see John the Eternal Flame for John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And seeing Robert E. Lee's like house.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
And then like they were building something up there.
Yeah, so if you plan, like, if you're skeptical about going to DC or, like, you don't, even if, like, you want to go, but, like, you aren't 100%, I would, like,
just
this
go.
Confirms it. Yeah, just go.
You're going to be mad if you don't.
Yeah, because it's so fun. And you could, like, do different ways to raise money. Like, the teachers make sure that everybody has the chance to go, you could raise money with, like,
yeah, and if you think there's a problem with the money, you can always contact the teachers or the school, and I'm sure
they're, like, they'll help
flexible
you out.
With it, and
yeah.
they help you out. When if you, like, definitely want to go and you're a good student,
then they'll help
yeah,
you.
And you put forth effort into the school, they'll help you.
Okay. Yeah, but, yeah, our DC trip was really fun, and, like,
fun.
I'm glad we got to go to FBLA and then come to school for, like, a week
and
go, and
to, DC.
Go to DC. Like, that was really fun. See you guys next Friday or Monday. And yeah, that's it.